Now the news. I'm Wen Jie. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have held a phone conversation over the situation in Ukraine. During the call, which lasted about 1 hour, the two leaders discussed the situation in Ukraine and related security issues. The White House said Biden made it clear to Putin that while the United States remains prepared to engage in diplomacy, it is equally prepared for other scenarios. The Kremlin said Russia has not received a substantive response from the U.S. on security guarantees. A senior Hong Kong official has said that China's central authorities will support the special administrative region in taking all measures needed to contain the fifth wave of COVID-19. Chief Secretary for Administration Zhang Li said that the central government and Guangdong province will take measures to ensure the supply of food and daily necessities to Hong Kong. 5 task forces will also be established to strengthen Hong Kong's capacities in testing and quarantine, among others. A new field hospital financed by the United Arab Emirates has been inaugurated in the southern Gaza Strip. The hospital, which includes 216 beds, will be responsible for treating coronavirus patients. As part of the anti-pandemic efforts, the UAE has donated an oxygen station, ambulances, vaccines, and medicines to Gaza. Canada's Freedom Convoy protest has shown no sign of abating. Protesters are still occupying a major crossing at Canada's border with the United States. Truckers anchored by a COVID-19 vaccine mandate have blocked it since Monday. Dan Williams reports.
Some 2 weeks since arriving in Ottawa, and the impact of the Truckers' Freedom Convoy protest appears to be deepening. Ontario declared a state of emergency Friday. It comes after demonstrations shut down the Ambassador Bridge, a critical crossing that carries more than a quarter of US-Canada trade. That, in turn, has hit supply chains and led to auto manufacturers idling or reducing production at plants. Blocking key infrastructure under the state of emergency order would be made illegal, punishable by up to a year in prison and fines of up to $80,000.
To the protesters, I say, we've heard you and it's time to go. To the auto workers, truckers, and all those affected by the Ambassador Bridge closure, I say, we will take whatever steps are necessary to ensure the borders reopen.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke to U.S. President Joe Biden about the blockades that is now also impacting U.S. business. He is promising to end what he called unlawful activity. Although there have been some signs of tension, for the most part, the protest in Ottawa now has a party-like atmosphere. The question now, with trucks still blocking key roads and infrastructure, is how long it will be allowed to continue.
International Luge Federation President Einar Forgelis has said that he's impressed by the organizing work for the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. The official also said China has provided great facilities and outstanding services for athletes to showcase their skills.
They're only the best words, the highest quality. When we speak about the personal, about NTOs, ITOs, from your side, the organizers like transportation, the all infrastructure around this beautiful track is in highest level, in perfect level.
A third-time Olympic athlete has expressed his excitement about Beijing 2022. Johan Gaut Goncalves, who represents Timor-Leste at the ongoing Winter Games, also said he's proud of promoting skiing for small nations.
So I had the chance to ski for Timor-Leste now for my third Olympic Games, and a lot of small nations that are also from Asia, Africa, South America are coming to me and asking also how they can get there. I got the chance to have the experience and I went through all the administration and as much as I can try to help. I started skiing for Timor-Leste in 2012 and my first Olympics 2014, and we don't even have the word snow in our dialect. So it was a long process to make people understand, making my friends and family understand what I was doing. And today, slowly but surely, we achieved bringing the flag of Timor to an international event.
That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.